Direct. Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you always for tuning into the show. We love it. We love it. We appreciate your listenership here in Silicon Valley and around the world and on iHeartRadio. I love that we're on iHeartRadio, so you can tune in on that satellite of your car, in your car radio. That's awesome. If you want to dial into the show, dial 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air. We are live. I love it. Love it. Love it. I've got a special guest that I enjoy bringing on from time to time. And I like bringing on our elected leaders and civic leaders and those that are boots on the ground, I like to call it. Boots on the ground. You got your economic development directors. You've got council members. You've got mayors. And you've got assembly members. You've got senators. You've got those that are locally in the grind, working for our communities, working for the betterment of our way of life, right? And so we don't always get to. We know that we've kind of been paying attention to the federal government quite some time, every day. For quite some time, which, okay, that's fine. But what's going on locally? What's going on here in Silicon Valley? What's going on in some of the districts that we have here that we don't get to hear the heroes and the champions of legislation that's happening locally that could actually, kind of get those embers burning. We're trying to solve problems, and something that someone does in one state could happen and translate or be adopted in another state and trying to get some of the legislation that they might be wanting to do. So Assemblymember Canson Chu, he was actually elected in November 2014 to represent California's 25th Assembly District. And what that means for those of you around the world is that we are in the heart of Silicon Valley. He is in the heart of Silicon Valley, which includes the Alameda County. That's where we're broadcasting from in Silicon Valley. Communities of Fremont, Newark, Santa Clara County. Communities of Milpitas, California. It's kind of a little bitty city that's nestled into those different areas. San Jose and Santa Clara. Assemblymember Chu served as the chair of chairs of the Arts, Entertainment, Sports, Tourism, and Internet Media Committee. Additionally, he serves on the Assembly's Insurance, Revenue, and Taxation Committee. Yay, taxes and revenue. Hooray. I know, good stuff. Committee, Transportation Committee, and Water, Parks, and Wildlife Committee. So a lot going on here. So I'm going to have the assembly member come on with me, and we're going to dig in since our show goes so quickly. So I wanted to get him on air as soon as possible. Assembly member Canson Chu, thank you so much again for coming on in the show tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you and to find out what you're doing around the district and within our communities. And very excited to have you on tonight.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. It's always nice to be on your show. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Not a problem. So can you update us on the work currently being done in Sacramento that's impacting your district, AD 25, and what we can look for in the future coming from your leadership?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's been a very busy and productive year for me and the rest of my colleagues. And I was able to secure funding specifically for our district, and is something that I am very proud of. This year, I have secured $3.75 million to go to our local police departments to fight the smash and grab problem, which is a huge one in our district. And secondly, I'd be able to secure $5.5 million, which will go to the emergency preparedness in San Jose, so our area can be better prepared for future disasters and emergencies, whether natural or man-made. There's another $32.3 million will go to improve programs for our aging population statewide. The funding that I fought for San Clemente, or fought in San Clemente, will make a difference in our area and improve the quality of life. For me, the well-being of my constituents is a top priority, so I'm very, very proud of this year's accomplishment of being able to get some specific funding for our district. The governor has already signed two of my bills. He has until mid-October to sign all the bills that has been passed by the Senate and the Assembly. And so the two that he signed, two of my bills that he signed, one is to expand protection for infants working in the entertainment, and my bill to allow for college athletes to explore going professional without losing their college eligibility.
Oh,
and
nice.
The other aide that's still waiting for his signature, and if my bills are signed, more disadvantaged community will get this to clean drinking water and basic utility services. And homeless youth will get to stay longer at shelters to get services. A more safety standard for mobile home park and protection for domestic violence and sex trafficking victims. Also better languages access for Medicare recipients, and more effective carpet recycling program. Other than the things I have taken the lead on, I also supported some of the major proposals that will help dampen the housing crisis in our area. There are bills on governor's desk that will help with rent gouging, cheaper ADU, accessory dwelling unit, and efforts to help those experiencing homelessness. And this year, the state has approved $750 million to help cities and counties to plan more housing. $500 million for developers that want to build affordable housing, and $3.4 million to possibly to develop on excess state property, and another $1 billion to fight homelessness. So we did have a very busy and productive year.
Absolutely, absolutely, and this is why, and I'm speaking to the audience here. This is why I bring on our civic leaders that can talk about what's actually going on in our communities. And if you are listening around the world or you're listening on iHeartRadio, I would encourage you to connect with your civic leaders and those that are the assembly members and senators and those that are working on different legislations within your communities, and request that they go on air, that the local radio stations and those that have access to multimedia to encourage this sort of dialogue or this kind of update, if you will, because I'm just kind of jaw dropped, and I'm watching my producer here, and he's nodding and shaking his head like, wow, there's a lot that you're doing. And so we appreciate the work that you're doing there in Sacramento.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a very good point. We're going to encourage people to get more involved, their locals, their state, and federal government, if they have the means to influence them, sure.
Yes, absolutely. And because some of the legislation that you talked about And some of the, and those are problems to be solved, by the way. So our our civic leaders, our elected leaders, are trying to solve problems that they are aware of in our community. And I'm mm-hmm. listening, and I'm not aware of all of the things that you're talking about that's going on in within the community. And so it alerts us to be aware, and we can get involved with of any of the legislation that's going on to encourage a passing of legislation, sure. or your right to disagree with it. So sure. that's important. That's important to know. I think this is absolutely, and I love you know having some legislation around mitigating rent gouging. I mean that's important. So I do want to ask about it. How much time do we have before we go to a break? 2.5 minutes. Okay, so I want to play a little clip for you. Assemblymember Chu, of a 14-year-old girl that was on my show a few weeks back mm-hmm. With her mother. We did a Power Women's kind of live show, and a lot of women there in the room. We had a live audience, and I asked her about her thoughts about some of the violence that's happening in schools and what her response was. Can you play that back,
what
please?
What do you think is going on in your high schools? We have a lot of violence happening. You're going to school now, having to be concerned about your safety and things like that. Tell us quickly in about 30 seconds or less, if you could change anything about these types of acts of violence happening in your in the schools around the country, what would you change? What would you do?
I would have kids that have any problems, anything that could trigger something, or just a random 14-year-old who is going through puberty, have a class where they can meditate, they can center themselves, and they can really dig deep and think about their future and who they want to become, because there's a lot of kids who don't know what they're going to do and just get more and more tumbled with grades and what's going on at home and the people around them, the kids that are interacting, and they really just need a new opening and a new visual, and that's what this is going to bring. It's just a new era, really. True.
And so I'd like you to comment on that, because you have the pupil mental health services, and I have about a minute before I have to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, I do want you to address her thoughts and your pupil mental health services bill. Can you give us a little bit more information on that? We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, more with Assemblymember Canson Chu, and we're going to pick up where we're left off. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have Assembly Member Canson Chu with us tonight here in Silicon Valley. He is the Assembly Member over District 25. That's in Alameda County. And to kind of put that in perspective, not over all of Alameda County. It's kind of broken up in these different districts. Alameda County, Santa Clara County, Milpitas area. And they were kind of all nestled here in the heart of Silicon Valley. And if you're just tuning in, we ended our segment with a question to Assemblymember Canson Chu in relationship to one of our guests a couple of weeks back, 14-year-old with her mother, and kind of talking a little bit about the concerns that we have in our schools with as it relates to violence. And Assemblymember Chu, there was a bill. Assembly Bill number 2022 that the governor approved September 18th, 2018. And this is the Pupil Mental Health Services. And I know that there's another bill for 2019, AB 8.
Eight. Right.
Okay. So as I understand this, and this bill is an opportunity for students to have access to mental health services should they need them. Schools can now provide that particular service, and the state basically reimburses the schools, the school districts, to make sure that services are available to students. Is that kind of the gist of that? Can you give us a little bit more information?
Yeah, definitely. But I think the young lady really have a very good point. You know, I'm very proud that in the state of California, we have the most strengthened, sensible gun control laws. You know, we worked on this for years, so we're definitely leading the nation. However, one of the shooting that happens in California, they got their assault weapon from out of state. So this is we really need the federal government to intervene and have some tough, sensible gun control laws. And this year, we also will work on police use of force issue. And we want the police be more accountable whenever they draw their weapons, their lethal weapons, and use on the people. But back on this mental health, the AB 2022, you know, this is because I believe, just like the young lady say, the mental health support is so important. And that's why I wanted to find a way to bring services to our children sooner. And where would be the best place for sure. this mental health, or a lot of people wanted to call it a behavioral health? It's a school. So the school-based health services initiative is what I have been pushing for in the last 2 years. A study shows that over 70% of the children with mental health issues, they do not get services. And this number jumped to 86% with immigrant parents or in the more disadvantaged school district. So AB 2022 trying to address a very low-hanging fruit. And there's a lot of services available right in their county, right in our backyard. And parents and kids need to know about them. You expect the kids these days, you know, is in a very, very high pressured situation, not just the academic pressure, peer pressure, and so on and so forth. So be able to provide them some a way to help them during their development, their brain development, I think will go a very, very long way. So, and one of the most important things is to assess, is knowing what's available to them. So my bill will ask the school collect information on services available in their each individual community that parents and kids can access and share that information with students and parents. This year, I took another step further and is working on a bill that would require mental health professionals, mental health counselors in each and every school. This bill will help the problem early and before they become harder to address. Right. Our kids need help, and I'm working to provide that support.
And they're asking for it. They're asking for it, absolutely. And again, if you're listening around the nation, this is something to talk to your elected leaders about. It can be done. When we come back, Ohlone College, the new host of Alameda County Small Business Development Center, impacts Assemblymember Kenshin Chu's District 25, AM 1220 KDOW, listening to Margaret Jackson.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking with Assemblymember Kenshin Chu here in Assembly District 25. And I want to talk about Ohlone Community College here in the Assembly District 25, becoming the host mm-hmm. of the Alameda County Small Business Development Center program. They were awarded, officially awarded, the program December 2018 and took over the program February 2019. So the program is settling in to the college in the Tri-Cities area. But here are some of the aggregate achievements so far with the program in the hands of Ohlone Community College that's operating outside of the inside, actually out of the Tri-Cities Career Center. The goal for getting access to capital to small businesses, helping them get the resources that they need to either start their business, grow their business, or expand their business. The goal, the federal goal, was $3 million. That was the mandate. And so that goal has been met, and they're at $19.9 million. That's 664% wow. of the goal. The training classes, training small businesses, helping businesses. And I've said it, if you're a small business and you're doing it alone, you shouldn't be. You're doing it wrong. Do it with a support system, which is the Small Business Development Center can give you that support system that you need. And so the mandated goal from the federal government was 340 from our funders, from those funders. So there's actually state and federal funders in that. The current goal has been met at 1,881 small businesses
All right.
trained. That's 553% of the goal. And then jobs created 145. And the goal met is 199 of, and that's 137% of the goal. So now you have this program in the heart of Assembly District 25, and you were supportive of it. What do you think and feel when you hear those numbers? Did you think that the program would be productive in District 25? What are your thoughts on that?
No, I am just amazed with the accomplishment. But I have to tell you honestly, Margaret, I'm not surprised at all. You know, this result surpassed the goal that we set earlier. And I believe those numbers will go even better from here. I want to thank you for your tireless efforts for how many years in helping the small business to start and to flourish. I remember we had done a community meeting at the beginning of the new year, you know, like business start. Something. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call that?
Right. Ignite Your Future. I do remember that.
Huh?
We called it Ignite Your Future.
That's right. That's right. And you are right on. The small businesses are the backbone for our state and throughout the United States, I believe. As a foremost small business owner, I know firsthand the challenges. You know, even in the heart of Silicon Valley, people mentioned about some big companies, but 60% plus of our business revenue for this county are actually coming from small businesses. So I supported the program because I know how helpful it will be for those starting out or looking to open a small business. We in Silicon Valley need to foster innovation and help people look for non-traditional ways to make a living. And I think small businesses provide that. I'm happy that the program is doing well, and there's no doubt in my mind for me when I support it.
That's we appreciate that. I'm excited to have the opportunity to lead the program. That's the little, opportunity that I have here, and I'm so thrilled to support it. We've got about 30 seconds. When we come back, Assemblymember Chu, I'd like you to stay with me, and I want to find out what's next for you. And so we want to kind of get a little bird's eye view on that. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. you've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
I love this section of the show. This is like the small business playground. But before we get into some small business, we still have Assemblymember Canson Chu with us. And I want to wrap him up in this nice little bow because I'm curious as to what's next. I've gotten a little bit of insight. Assemblymember, so what's next for Canson Chu on that political landscape and why?
I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, as you may know, I'm running for Santa Clara County Supervisor in District 3. Although I could stay in Sacramento for six more years after 2020, but I want to come home. You know, to many of the politicians, you know, they're always looking for a higher position to run for. But I consider myself as a public servant. I like to put my experiences where I think could be more impactful to my community. And I have learned so much. I have 20 years experiences as a school board member, as a San Jose City Council member, and as a state assembly member. I really wanted to bring that back to our community. So I will be able to implement the policy that my colleague and I worked so hard to pass. And also, I will be able to see through some projects that I have fought for funding to complete. I love my community, and I think moving back home, be closer to my family, and give me a greater impact to the community is something I really like to do.
Wow. Well, we wish you absolutely the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. And that's Assemblymember Canson Chu for you community, Silicon Valley, iHeartRadio, and around the nation and world. Take this to your own communities and get something done. Get involved. Thank you again, Assemblymember Canson Chu, for joining us tonight.
No, it's really a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next up, I have Daniel Ma with us, Rotary 5170. We've got some interesting things coming up here in the district. Now, I love sharing what's going on around the nation. If you are doing something very special in your communities in terms of small business, maybe there's an expo, maybe there's some sort of event you want to kind of get out there. Remember, we are nationwide. We are stream live every Friday night. We're streaming live. And so you can get your information out there. If it's interesting enough, I can't guarantee y'all that I'm going to take you all, but I am interested in what's going on around the nation, what's going on in your specific areas, and whether or not we can help share that that information. So we're going to also talk more about Prosper Africa. That's going to come up. So we're going to try to build some bridges between Africa and Silicon Valley. I'm really interested in that opportunity as well. Daniel Ma, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Margaret?
I'm doing well. We're getting close to your event, October 5th. You are also here in Alameda County in the center of Silicon Valley. And so you've got a great event. Share a little bit with us about the small business expo that you guys are doing, a business expo that you guys are doing as the Rotary. So that's like 300 Rotaries coming together to do something special, to create an opportunity for you to show up, do business, network, and have just a good time in terms of building and growing your business at this particular event.
Well, you know, Rotary was founded back in 1905 and it's worldwide now. But Rotary was founded on the idea of business development initially. And fast forward 100 years later, the idea changed to, you know, the focus changed to community service and philanthropy. So the reason for this is Business Expo is to do community outreach and rebrand our Rotary brand, saying that, hey, not only are we about community service and philanthropy, we're also about business development. So we're having a Rowe Business Expo in collaboration with Ohlone College, Alameda Business Development Center, as well as East Bay EDA, Ohlone College, and the Wall Street Business Network. That's our partners, and sponsored by the Rowe District 5170. The district is basically consists of a total of about over 60 clubs, and we have about over, I would say about over 3,000 members within our district, ranging, extended from Gilroy all the way to Oakland, and extend out from Palo Alto, East Palo Alto to Livermore. So it's a regional area of our district. And the event is going to be on Saturday, October 5th, 2019, from noon to 5. The cost is $10 as a guest. But if you're interested in becoming an exhibitor, the cost is $300. And it's going to be at the Ohlone College of Newark. And, you know, we provide complimentary food and beverages. So it's a great event, and it is a great opportunity for you to come and network and to get to know business owners as well as Rotarians.
Now, this event, when you say, I have a little smile on my face here, complimentary food, and could you give us a little bit more information on those beverages?
Well, right now is that, you know, we give away, you know, we serve with 10 bucks, you give soft drinks, water, and stuff like that. But if you want to buy alcohol, it's going to cost you $5. So, we're a nonprofit organization. So as long as we break even, we're happy with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're just like any other nonprofit organization. We are trying to, you know, help raise money so that we can give back to the community. That's what Rowe is known for, and that's what we keep striving to do.
Okay, so I got 30 seconds here. Rotary Business Expo, come out September Saturday, October 5th, 12 to 5 p.m., $10 entry fee at Ohlone College of Newark. That's in Newark, California, Alameda County. Come out for that. And so great things happening. If you want to table, $300 members, $400 non-members, get out there, do business, and have a great time. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. Thank you for tuning in to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Always a great time.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're wrapping up. Great show tonight. Assemblymember Kansan Shu, always fantastic. Just a joy to have on the show. We've got here the Rotary Business Expo. If you are wanting to just expand your business, grow, thrive, have an opportunity to network, their attendees are expecting about 400 to 500 in attendance at this event. Great speakers, great opportunity to get connected. Daniel, can you do one last pitch for me? So it's $10 cost, whatever. What goes with that $10 cost?
Well, if you pay with 10 bucks, you know, if you show up, you might be lucky to win a round trip tickets from a raffle from Southwest. So, and this raffle, you know, you win at Southwest, round trip tickets go anywhere they fly. So that's the benefit of it. In addition to that, you got a lot of food and a lot of soft drinks for you to have. So it's a great event. And in addition to that, it's a lot of great networking. So it's you got a lot of benefits with this event.
So is that, so outside of the water and soft drinks. Did you say that it was beer and wine there, or alcohol? Is that, it's just beer and wine? Is that clear?
Well, beer and wine, you know, for us it costs $5, but you know, very minimal cost.
But we got that cost. Part.
Yeah. So, but that's how we raise some money so that we can use that money to do projects within our community. So, after all, we're nonprofit. So we're not here to make any money. We're here to make money to give.
Right. We got that part. I just want to be clear that the audience knows what's available out there to them. And again, if you want to table at that event, the cost is $300. For members and $400 for non-members. That's a really great price because the Small Business Expo, when that comes around every year, the national, it's like $5,000 a table. Good
wow.
luck with that. Yeah. So so you're getting it at a steal here. And again, this event is 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and it's going to be at Ohlone College, Newark. So it'll be on their campus there. That's a great space there. So you got Rotary District 5170. If you want more information, please go to RotaryDistrict5170.org and that'll show their speakers and those that are going to be involved with the event. I will be there. So come out, say hello to me. You can catch me at the Ohlone College table with the Small Business Development Center. I'm looking forward to showcasing what we're doing there as well. So East Bay EDA, and again, the Small Business Development Center of Alameda County, Ohlone College, Tri-Cities Career Center. And we're giving a boost here at AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge just because you need these types of events. And this is where you get granular. This is where you get connected into relationships. And an event like this shouldn't just be this event. It should be past this event, the relationships that you can grow and build and develop your business. So you want to make sure you keep those sorts of things in mind while you're doing what you're doing out there. So we've just got a couple of minutes before we wrap up. And so one of the, you know, I always do these little quotes, right? And so I want to say this at the end of the show. We won't use someone else's quote, but we'll use something that I kind of like to say is that success is not by chance. It's purpose and it's planned. So whatever you're doing, plan it, be purposeful, be purposeful, and be exceptional at what you do so you can grow your business or whatever you have in mind. But this is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Money 2.0, business and finance here at KDOW, number one in the Bay Area.